Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 17, The Divisions of Faith. And today we'll be studying text number, I think it's 25. Let me just check. Do you know her name?
You did the day before yesterday.
I did 25?
You did 25.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, no, I think we did it, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, getting free from material attainment. Yes, I remember that. Yeah, so yesterday we were supposed to do 26, 27, right?
Didn't make it?
We didn't make it, right? I think that we'll do that one then. Yeah, I remember that. The word path. Okay, that's the 26, 27. I'll just read the word for word, and if you want, you can repeat. Sadbhave,
Sadubhave,
Sadubhave,
Cha,
Cha,
Sad,
Sad,
Iti,
Iti,
Etad,
Etad,
Rayujate,
Rayujate,
Prashaste,
Prashaste,
Karmani,
Karmani,
Tata,
Tata,
Sadbhashabdaha,
Partha,
Yujyate, Yagye, Tapasi, Dhane, Cha, Stitihi, Sat, Iti, Cha, Uchyate, Karma, Cha, Eva, Tad, Artiyam, Sat iti eva avidyate sadbhave sadubhave cha sat ityetat prayujyate prasaste karmani tatha sakshapta parta yujyate Yagye tapasi dhane cha Stiti sat iti chakshate Karma che vatat artiyam Sat itye va vidiyate Sat bhave sarubhave cha Sat ityeta prayujyate Prashaste karmani tata Sak chapta parta yujyate Yagye tapasi dhane cha Stiti sat iti chachyate Karma che vatat artiyam Sat ityeva vidiyate Sat bhave sarubhave cha Sat ityeta prayujyate Prashaste karmani tata Sak chapta parta yujyate Yagye tapasi dhane cha Stiti sadiri chachate Karma cheva tatartiyam Sati cheva vidiyate Please excuse me, I forgot your name. Valabi, would you like to chant? Sadbhave sarubhave cha Sat Chaita Prayujate Prashaste Kamani Tata Sakchapta Partha Yujate Yakheta Pasidhane Cha Siti Sadhi Chichachate Karma Cheva Tatatiyam Sadhi Cheva Vidiyate
Sadhave
sadubhave cha
Sarite tat prayujate
Sadhije tat prayujate
Prasaste karmani tata
Prasaste karmani tata
Sakchapta partha yujate
Sakchapta partha yujate
Vaine tapasi dane cha
Yagye tapasi dane cha
Chiti sad iti
chochate
Karma
chaiva tat akhyayam
Saditi eva vidyate
Saditi eva vidyate Chapter 70, text 26 and 27. It's called the visions. You're a seasoned devotee. You should be walking apart.
You should have been blessed me with Sanskrit reading.
It's all practice. It's all practice. Just give it a shot. If you don't want, it's okay. Man. Just please.
Yeah, it's still difficult. I don't know the meter.
Oh, that is good. We need to practice. The meter actually, the first one is a little bit down. It's the same meter as everything. Sadhave, sadubhave, cha, sadhije, tatpayujate. And then it goes up. Rashaste, karmani, tatha, sadchapta, partayujate. And then the next one is the same. So, I mean, there's different ways of changing it, but this is how Maharaja Bhadra told me. And she's pretty traditional, so I just stick to what she told me. Do you want to give it a shot?
Sadhave
sadhu bhave cha
Sadhave
sadhu bhave cha prayujate Prashaste karmani tata Yeah, I don't know. Just try something. I'm not sure either. Sat chapta partha yujyate. Yakye tapasi dhane cha.
Sthiti
sad iti chochyate.
Karma chaiva tat arti artsam. I'm really getting older, I cannot schedule
lessons. Oh, Krishna, well, that cannot be helped. That is a different thing. Oh, she has glasses. If you want, you can try glasses.
No, well, I've never worn glasses, but okay. I had such a hard day. As soon as things
happen. You want a bigger meter?
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Now, that is a good idea. Okay, just try the last line.
What was that?
Karma.
Kaya Chandra.
Karma cheva tatartiyam
Sadhi
cheva vidhiyate Sadbhave
Sadbhave
In the sense of the nature
The sense of the nature
Of the supreme
Of the supreme
Sadbhave
Sadbhave
In the sense of the nature
In the sense of the nature
Of the devotee
Of the devotee
Cha
Cha
Also
Oh,
sad,
sad,
the word.
The word.
Sorry, yeah, the word sad.
The word sad.
Iti.
Das.
Etat.
This.
Prayujate.
Is
used. Prashaste. In bona fide.
In bona fide.
Activities.
Activities.
Tata. Also.
Also.
Sat Sat Da.
Sat Sat Da.
The sound Sat.
The sound Sat.
Harta.
Harta.
Also Prita.
Also Prita.
Jujate.
Jujate.
Is used.
Yagye. Yagye.
In sacrifice.
In sacrifice.
Tapasi.
Tapasi.
In penance.
In penance.
Dhane.
Dhane.
In charity.
In charity.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Stitihi.
Stitihi.
Situation.
Situation.
Sat.
Sat.
The supreme.
The supreme.
Iti.
Iti.
Das.
Das.
Cha.
Cha.
Et.
Et.
Uchete.
Uchete.
Is pronounced. Karma.
Karma.
Work.
Work.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Tat.
For death.
Artiya.
Artiya.
Meant.
Meant.
Sa.
Sa.
The supreme.
The supreme.
Iti.
Iti.
Das.
Das.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Abhidhiyate.
Abhidhiyate.
Is indicated.
Indicated.
Translation. The absolute truth is the objective of devotional sacrifice. And it is indicated by the word sat. The performer of such sacrifice is also called sat, as are all works of sacrifice, penance, and charity, which, true to the absolute nature, are performed to please the Supreme Person, O Son of Prita. Report. The words prashaste karmani, or prescribed duties, indicate that there are many activities prescribed in the Vedic literature which are purificatory processes, beginning from the time of conception up to the end of one's life. Such purificatory processes are adopted for the ultimate liberation of the living entity. In all such activities, it is recommended that one vibrate Om Tat Sat. The words Sabhave and Sabubhave indicate the transcendental situation. Acting in Krishna consciousness is called sattva, and one who is fully conscious of the activities of Krishna consciousness is called a sadhu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25, it is said that the transcendental subject matter becomes clear in the association of the devotees. The words used are satam prasangat. Without good association, one cannot achieve transcendental knowledge. When initiating a person or offering the sacred thread, one vibrates the words Om Tat Sat. Similarly, in all kinds of performance of yagya, the object is the supreme. Om Tat Sat. The word Tat Artiyam further means offering service to anything which represents the Supreme, including such service as cooking and helping in the Lord's temple, or any other kind of work for broadcasting the glories of the Lord. The Supreme words Om Tat Sat are thus used in many ways to perfect all activities and make everything complete. Om Ajnana Tivarandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabharantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaisnavam Shcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagaranatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Scha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gauram Girade Vrinda Manishwari Vishabhano Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sriman Rasa Rasa Rambi Maksivata Tasita Parsham Vedu Swanar Gopir Gopinata Sriyasuna. Srila Gopinath originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore of Bansiban and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of a celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Hari Om Tat Sat. So, my Guru Maharaj, Javataka Swami, he always says this, Hari Om Tat Sat. Maybe you remember it. Right? So here it's mentioned in this verse. Well, he says Hari. Hari also means Krishna. Actually means one who takes away material desires. Hari Om Tat Sat. Yeah, so we say this for auspiciousness. This is how Krishna explains it here. Let's look a little bit at the Sanskrit, since we're studying Sanskrit in general, but today we're really studying Sanskrit because Krishna is speaking about these three words. Om, Tat, and Sat. The absolute truth is the objective of devotional service, and it is indicated by the word Sat. So Sat Bhave Sadhu Bhave Cha Sat Iti Etat Prayujyate. The performer of such sacrifices, also called Sat, so that is Sadhu, Sadhu Bhave and Sat Bhave. So we read the word for word. Bhave means nature. It also means becoming. You know, like the word become, bhave, it's similar. So this is the Sat Bhave, one who has the nature of Sat, eternal. And then you have the Sadhu Bhave. Sadhu means, well, Prabhupada explains it in the purport. I can maybe read it again. He says, acting in Krishna consciousness is called sattva. Sattva means goodness. And one who is fully conscious of the activities of Krishna consciousness is called a sadhu. So that word sat is there. Because we
the sattva is also one of the three gunas.
Yeah, exactly. Very good.
But then how does that correlate to acting Krishna consciousness, which is also called sattva?
Huh?
It's eternal.
I was also wondering.
Yes. I was also wondering about that. That's a very good question, right? We're all wondering about that. Yeah, let's see if we can explain it. I mean, Prabhupada explains, he's not referring so much to it in this purport, but it's called, Sudha Sattva. So this is pure goodness. Mm-hmm. I was reading today one lecture where Prabhupada says, we are poisoned, something like that, or contaminated, something like that, by these three modes. Let me get the Sanskrit for you. Tama. Tamaguna, guna means rope. So there is this picture, used to be in Bhagavad Gita, I'm not sure if it's here now, I don't think so. And it's this tree, very beautiful demigoddesses, and they have these ropes. And you see this man, and the ropes are kind of attached to the man, and these goddesses that are pulling these ropes. So it's like that. Like, I remember one time, I was sitting in a class with Satchinanda Swami, and I was kind of falling asleep. And Maharaj said, he said to me, you are being embraced by Nidra Devi. That is not good for a brahmachari. Because Nidra Devi, she is also a goddess. She's the goddess of sleep. I didn't know that, but, you know, Maharaj, he said, Nidra Devi. So, because everything is personalized, like you have a god of the sun, and you have it's like a president, like somebody in charge, like you must have heard of Mother Earth, right? So there's actually a goddess, she's called Bhumi, and she's the goddess of this earth. Similarly, there's a god of the moon. So like that, so there's also a goddess of sleep. And so he was saying you're being embraced by Nidra Devi. So it's kind of like that. I don't know. You ever driven a car?
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you get sleep, you know, if you drive a car.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like a rope. It's kind of strangling you. It's very subtle. And you have to be careful because you either have to stop or do something. You know, I know the monks sometimes eat ginger. I don't recommend it, but I thought he was eating ginger just to keep himself away. But that's not good. You should take rest. But the point is that it's kind of like a rope that's going around you. So then you have that is tamaguna. Because tamaguna, it's related to sleep in one sense, you know, because sleep is kind of like ignorance. When Prabhupada used to sleep, because you need to sleep, it's a machine, it's like a robot. And the living entity is who we are, and he's sitting in the heart, and he is driving the machine, kind of. Well, actually, he's not even driving the machine. Actually, who's driving the machine are these three modes. It's the whole material energy that is driving the machine. We are just sitting in it, and we are actually, the only thing we're doing is desiring. And there's ultimately, there's two choices. Either, you could say good and bad, but that's not even really it. It's either be Krishna conscious, be conscious of Lord Krishna, or basically ignore him. Be not Krishna conscious. And that being not is translated as Maya. Maya means that who is not, that which is not. So it's just, it's kind of a denial. We're living in denial. Sometimes you tell somebody, you're living in denial. So we are all living in denial. But it's a little bit, it's a little tricky. Like with a crazy person, it's very difficult to explain to him that he lives in denial. Like, there's many crazy persons that think they're Napoleon or Lord Jesus.
So that's why they're locked in.
Huh?
That's why they're locked in. That's why they're locked in a mental hospital.
Right.
Because they're also locked in within the material hospital.
Yes, that is a good point, yes. But my point is that it's very difficult to explain it to them, that you're not the power. So, but that is our job as a devotee, that I have to explain to you in this case, and also to myself, you're not the body. You're not from Holland. Your body is from Holland, but you are not from Holland. Like we always have this special rasa.
Yeah,
you're not from Poland. You're not from Poland. You're not from Poland. You're from the spiritual world. You're eternal servant of Krishna. So, so that's the living entity. And he's actually only desiring either to serve Krishna or to not serve Krishna. And the modes are kind of driving the body. So, and like I said, a lot of ignorance is sleep and a lot of passion on Raja Guna, that is passion. And then you have Sattva Guna. It was also explained this morning in the class that with Sattva Guna also you get very attached because, you know, you get into meditation and these kind of like goodness. So that is also not good. You have to go to Sula Sattva, or sometimes they refer to it as Vasudev Sattva. So that is what I understand. That is what Prabhupada is discussing here, this Sattva. But he's not really saying it specifically Sula Sattva, because Prabhupada is kind of a poet. So this specific verse is talking about Om Tat Sat. So Prabhupada is referring to the Sat in this context. So he doesn't really also need to clarify it in that sense, that it has to be Sudha Sattva. Because it's, this Sattva also, it is like eternality. Mm-hmm. Like we say that Lord Brahma, he's in charge of the mode of passion. And Lord Shiva is in charge of the mode of ignorance. And Lord Vishnu, he's in charge of the mode of goodness. So we know that Lord Vishnu is actually eternal. He's spiritual, he's transcendental, he transcends those so-called modes of material nature. These are the modes: ignorance, passion, and goodness. Like now it's becoming ignorance, the day. And you have also people, like you have sutras, they're in the mode of ignorance. And then sutras are like workers. And then you have vaishyas, they're like farmers and economical people who trade. They're like in passion and in ignorance. And then you have the warriors, or the police and the government, they're in passion. And then the priests, or the brahmanas, they're in goodness. So also the people, they're in different modes. So Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu. So Vishnu is not under the modes. He's transcendental, and he is eternal, and he is in charge of this mountain goodness. Because it's related to eternality. It's very difficult. Anybody can build something. Not anybody. I mean, like you said, like you need some ginger to get a little bit of passion. It takes some effort. It takes skill. It takes intelligence. But then to maintain it, that takes goodness. And it's more difficult. Mm-hmm. Yes?
It's like anyone can be a father, anyone can create life, anyone can kill. But to bring a child up to an adulthood, that's the real, you know, issue of that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of goodness, that's why Krishna is non-different than Vishnu.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hare Krishna, please come in and take a question. Hare Krishna, welcome to the Bhagavad Gita class.
I have a question.
Hare Krishna.
So
we're talking about Lord Vishnu, please have a seat, take a question. Very good. So we're talking about Lord Vishnu. That is why we are called Vaishnavas. And this also, this tila that you're wearing, it's a sign of Vishnu. So, and Vishnu, we're just discussing, he's a guna avatar. Avatar means, actually means one comes down. And guna means robe. So, and he's in charge of the mountain of goodness. So, it's very close, this sattva, with the transcendental realm. But it's not quite, so it has to be spiritual. In other words, it has to be related with God. Everything has to be related with God. So you can be in goodness, but if it's not related to God, then it will not last, ultimately. So in this sattva, in this context, this is how I understand it, it's more related to eternality than to goodness. But if somebody else has another idea, I'm open for suggestions. Yeah, because here it said, active Krishna consciousness is called sattva. So it's the eternal activities. You see? Active Krishna consciousness is not on the material plane. It's on the spiritual plane. It's on the eternal plane. And of course, it's also goodness. So with these things, you know, with ISKCON or Hare Krishna philosophy, with any philosophy, with anything actually, you have to try and understand it. These are just words. These are just words. And this also sattva is just a word. So we have to try and understand it. What is meant. What, you know, and ultimately, what is meant, this here is very simple. Acting in Krishna consciousness is called sattva, and one who is fully conscious of the activity of Krishna consciousness is called a sadhu. And then, maybe we should just read a little bit more, because this is actually a very important point. Krishna, well, let me first read it, and then I'll explain a little bit more. It is said that the transcendental subject matter becomes clear in the association of the devotees. Krishna says also in the 10th chapter, let me just refresh my memory. It's one of the chatur slokas. Do anybody of any one of you know Bhagavad Gita slokas?
Some.
No? Not one? How old are you?
Nine.
Because I know a boy, he's also nine, and he knows many slokas. Of course, his father is teaching him. So maybe you have to ask your father, please teach me Bhagavad Gita slokas. This is a very important one. This is 10-10, it's easy to remember. 10-10. And it goes like this. Tesam sadhata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam vadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So it's not only, because when we say Krishna, we also mean the devotees. So we serve Krishna and the devotees. And once we do that, then he will give the understanding. So it's not a ABC thing. I think I should stop there for a second. Well, we're actually out of time, but is there any question? Do you have any question? Not so good. Anybody have a question?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, so I hope I explained a little bit the sense of the world. One point I wanted to make is that, yeah, we need to be in the association of the bodies. This is very important. And then the knowledge will be revealed to us. And this is, it's a very spiritual book, and we're trying to be very spiritual on things. What we have to understand, and because we kind of, when Prabhupada used to give lecture, he would give lecture from the inside out. He was a devotee, and he knew the spiritual world. And then he was explaining it to us. So it's from the inside out. But I am from the outside in. I used to live in Amsterdam and do all these material things and have material ideas. So I'm going from the outside in. So, but what we have to understand is that Krishna is God. And these so-called rules or philosophy, that is universal. Like I explained about priests and policemen, everywhere, in every society, you will have these classes. Even if you go to the jungle, there will be some persons that just like to work, other persons that like to do some business, other persons who are in charge, other persons who are like spiritual. So similarly, when you go to a university, or when you want to study something like lawyer or anything, then you need to go to a school. Just read the books, it's not really going to do it. So that is not different when you come to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we think that, oh, I can just study the book and it will be enough. But it is kind of a crazy idea. So like when you go to a university, you need to go to a teacher and ask him questions, and you need to pay some money and like that. So similarly, and that money that is generally in Krishna consciousness is referred to as service, or better, devotional service. So we need to do some service, and then we need to ask questions, and we need to do it together with other students, other like-minded disciples or devotees. And then it becomes clear. Yeah, and so so the last point is, Prabhupada says here, when initiating a person or offering the sacred tread, one vibrates the words Om Tat Sat. So, yeah, this is very interesting. In all kinds of performance of yakya, the object is the supreme. Om Tat Sat. Yeah, so Om means Krishna, Tat means that, it actually means also Krishna, Sat means also Krishna. It's a very intricate thing. And of course Srila Prabhupada also explains that these words, specifically Om, it is contained within this Maha Mantra. So specifically for this age, because this is a very old book, it's a very old scripture, it's a universal book, but at the same time Krishna asks us to surrender. And it's a little bit difficult. It like I explained, yes, it can be like that, but it takes time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained a little bit about yesterday. He came and he asked us to just chant Hare Krishna. And this mantra, Om Tat Sat, is contained within that mantra. And it's very simple. That's what we'll be doing now. Will you join us chanting Hare Krishna? Can you also chant Hare Krishna? Yeah? Okay. So we'll start now. Who's going to sing? Manu or Krishna Das? We don't know yet, but one of those two Mahajans, they will sing. So thank you very much. Thank you. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada.